Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's turn the focus onto football again and get more reaction to Everton's defeat at Chelsea, but defeat with a real fight. Let's talk to Sky Sports' Alan Myers and contributor as well to the Blue Room, which, of course, you can hear on Radio City Talk every Wednesday. Alan, good morning to you.
Morning, Al.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Feeling a bit better after a bit of a fight from Everton last night. Fighting spirit certainly showed from Unzi's boys.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it was, it was better than what we've seen in recent weeks, that's for sure. Certainly in the second half, I mean, I think they were very unlucky not to get back in the game and not at least take it to extra time. But you're always vulnerable when you're pushing for an equaliser, you know, in the end. You always get caught on the counter-attack. And, of course, William did that.
Yeah.
But I think people will... You know, listen. You know, the bottom line is we're at the cup, and that's disappointing. You know, but I think people will look at it and think that they saw a little bit of pace in the side, they saw fight in the side, and that can't be a bad thing, Al.
No, not at all. I think there were a few raised eyebrows when the side was named, particularly with youngster Benny Beningame coming in. Unsworth did reveal afterwards, Al, that he wasn't originally in his plans to start, but Morgan Schneiderlin felt ill, so Beningame came in, and I have to say he did a pretty good job, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, that last record you played, Who Are You? You know, I think I think a few people would have been asking that question last night at the kickoff. But yeah, I mean, to come in like that, I mean, that's, you know, when you hear from young lads in the past, you know, they say it was better that way, where they hear last minute, you know, so they're not dwelling on it for days when they know. But yeah, he come in, and I don't think it's any surprise to the people at Everton. I think he's been, impressing quite a while now. And I actually saw him play in an under-23 game just recently. I happened to be at Finch Farm when it was being played, I think players these days are a lot easier to bring into the side at that age. You know, people are expecting it at that age now, whereas years ago it never really worked like that. But I thought he was a bit rash at times, but I thought he was great, put everything into the game, and it didn't faze him at all, I don't think.
No, produced a solid crunching thud of a challenge in the second half on the Chelsea youngster as well, didn't he? That was a fantastic challenge, one from the old school, that, Al. Other surprises, I suppose, in the starting lineup in terms of starting the game, particularly James McCarthy, straight back from injury before any run-outs as a sub in the first team, and Aaron Lennon as well, who, again, did reasonably well.
Yeah, I think we never saw any of those really dangerous runs from Aaron Lennon last night. But what we did see, I thought, was an experienced player, really played for the team last night, and chased back and defended, and I think that's great. But I think Unzi would have looked at it and thought, right, what have I got here now? What can I use? And I think he wanted to shake it up a little bit. And you look at the likes of Michael Keane, and they played, nine games or so.
Keane's figured in every game virtually, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And he might want to freshen it up and just give Keane a bit of a break, you know, because when it's like it is at the moment, you know, it's hard enough playing every week in, week out, you know, especially with Europe. But I think when it's like that, it drains the energy from you a lot more. And I think that's, you know, some of the Everton players are probably suffering from that. You know, it's damaging every week, you know, when you're not playing well.
It can drain the mind as well, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's it. But I thought, once you put a bit of pace in the side, you know, there was a bit of energy in the side. And I think, you know, Evertonians are, and this is an interesting one with, you know, the previous manager going, you know, Evertonians, if they feel that their team has come off the pitch giving everything and having a go, I think whilst they won't accept defeat, they understand, you know, that sometimes you get beat. But as long as we've had a go, you know, and I think that's what you found. And I don't think any Everton team under David Unsworth, under Joe Royal, under John Everton, under Duncan Ferguson will ever not give everything. You know?
Exactly.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.